Let's bring in Mike Kazi. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, we got our rear ends kicked yesterday because Washington, I watched the first 10 minutes of the game. Washington should have been leading in the first 10 minutes of that game, 17-0, but they kept fumbling the ball away, and and Dallas won 38-14? Disgusting.
That's like saying I should have hit the superfecta yesterday, but my horse didn't run fast. They stink. They all stink.
Yeah.
Any game that you pick, you're putting yourself out on a limb because anything could happen.
Well, that's where we stand with that game. So we're down.
Yep.
We're down one for this weekend already.
Yeah.
But we can make it up. We can make it up. All right. So
or get worse.
Let's take a look at the schedule, okay? And I'll do my picks. Okay.
It's putrid.
It really is. But I'm going to do my picks anyways.
I got mine written down.
Okay. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yep.
What a bunch of terrible games.
If we come up with the same three teams, we should play the Powerball tonight.
Okay. My first game, the Rams over the Cardinals.
Uh-oh. There's one.
My second game, and I think, is the Patriots over the Bills.
No, I don't have that one.
All right.
No Powerball tonight.
My third game is a pretty simple game for me to pick. I'm going to take the Eagles over the Seahawks.
Nope, we're different this weekend. So you got the Rams, New England, and Philadelphia.
Yep.
I'm taking New Orleans at home against Carolina, a team that should have lost to the Jets should lose to New Orleans this week. I'm taking Tennessee over Houston. The little I saw last week, Houston is just a wee bit better than Don Bosco Prep. And I'm taking the Rams over Arizona. So that's the one game we're the same on. So I'm taking New Orleans, Tennessee, and the Rams.
All right. So
never picked those teams often, huh?
No. But I mean, what a horrible schedule of games.
It's garbage.
I mean, the Vikings and the Falcons have a chance to be a good game. That does.
Well, here's one I can't wait to watch. The 49ers and the Bears.
Well, the 49ers and the Bears, you've got... Let's
Miami,
see.
Denver.
The Giants, the Raiders, the Steelers on Monday night at the Bengals. We'll talk about that. I mean, they're just a bunch of terrible games.
Here's the perfect trap game Sunday night. The Eagles are playing great. Seattle's struggling. Seattle wins.
We'll see what happens.
Perfect trap game.
I hope you're wrong.
Oh, I hope I'm right because this way I pick up another game on you. But
I know.
Anything could happen, but... This is one of those double reverse games. Yeah, the Eagles should win, so that means you got to take Seattle. To me, that's a double reverse game. And, you know, you go online, and if you look at different areas, they have availability of tickets and prices of tickets. Tickets are pretty darn cheap.
Well,
you can get to watch football games very, very cheap. One of the most expensive seats is to go watch the Chargers play the Browns.
Well, they have to do that. You know why?
I know, because the prices are so high.
No, because the stadium's so small.
Yeah, but nobody's going to watch these games.
I know, but the stadium's so tiny that they have to do that.
It's so tiny, and it's still half full.
I know, because they're playing in that temporary site.
All right, let's move on.
All right, do you want to go to horse racing first?
No, I want to go to your sport now.
Uh-oh.
Isn't Tiger Woods dead?
No,
isn't he buried somewhere in a field?
He's back.
Yeah, he's back.
He's back.
So's Kevorkian.
Yeah, he's back.
Yeah, he's back.
Literally, his back is back.
If there's anybody out there that wants to make a bet with me, I'll bet you any amount of money you want that Tiger Woods never wins another major again. A standing bet. It's open, folks, for your Tiger Woods fans.
Now, it's a major, right?
Major.
Yeah,
well, you know, if you go play the Jiffy Peanut Butter Open in Tuscaloosa, Oklahoma, that doesn't count.
Okay.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
No, because, you know, Tin Cup can go win that one. So.
All right. So now, you got
Tiger Woods is back.
You see, you had some racing.
Yeah, I got a couple of them. Staying at Aqueduct this week because, for all intents and purposes, this is the end of racing in New York till March. This weekend they got a couple of stakes, decent card. I mean, it's a tough weekend. There's no racing in Kentucky. You got a bunch of bad races opening weekend down at Gulfstream. A bunch of a bunch of horses running, but a bunch of claiming horses running on a new track, and that's just like putting numbers in a bag and pull them out. Picking a winner there is as much as chances Tiger Woods winning a major. So we're going to go to Aqueduct. The sixth race at Aqueduct tomorrow, the Grade 3 Gopher Wand at 1 mile. Like I said, these are pretty competitive fields, not real deep, but pretty good. One horse I like in here is the 5-horse Verve's Tail. This horse has been running well at 2 turns. Not real great at 1 turn, but does like the Aqueduct track with 3 starts and hit the board 3 times with win in 2 seconds. But my top hot pick in here is going to be the 3-horse Going for Broke. Never won at Aqueduct, but been running some pretty big races this year at 2 turns. And if you do a little research, his 1 turn, her run turn races are pretty darn good. So in the 6th race, I'm going to go with the 3 Go for Broke on top, and I'm going to use the 5 Verve's Tail in the Exacta. Moving on to a couple of 2-year-old races now. The 8th race is the Demoiselle, a Grade 2. This is for 2-year-old fillies. Draws a nice size field in here for this time of year. 2 horses I'm looking at in here. One is the 3-horse Wonder Godot, trained by Mark Case. This horse has been running pretty good on polytrack and turf north of the border. Went to Del Mar for the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Filly. Had no chance in that race. Got bet to 3-1. I'm sorry, 12-1. Ran mid-pack. Had some traffic problems. May have altered the outcome for her. Probably could have finished better than 6th. This isn't the Breeders' Cup, and this horse should give a good account of herself. Picks up Johnny V for the mount. But my top pick is going to be the 1-horse Daisy, trained by John Service. This daughter of Blame out of a Flower Alley mare can run all day, so the 1.6 mile distance shouldn't be a problem. Undefeated, winning by 8 and winning by 4 her first two times out. Won the Grade 3 Tempted at Aqueduct, going 1 mile, stretches out another 1/8 of a mile, coming in off a bullet work at Parks. All systems go for this horse. So my top pick here is going to be the 1 Daisy, and the 3 Wonder Godot rounds out my Exacta. The boys' part of the race is the next race. It's the Grade 2 Remsen. This one is 1 1/8 miles as well. 2 horses I'm looking at in here to fill out an exact are the 1 and the 2, Bandito and Triple Dog Dare. They've run pretty decently breaking maidens. But one horse that could be a little bit special, that's the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 horse, Vouch, trained by Armand Delacour. This horse has already won 2 turns, first time out. 1 by 8 at Laurel. So this horse could be any kind of a horse. Coming in off 2 nice bullet works down at Fair Hills. Ships up for the money. $250,000 race. Vouch is going to get my top call in here with the 1 and the 2, Bandito and Triple Dog there rounding that out. The big race of the day, the Cigar Mile, Grade 1. By the name of the race, you know it's 1 mile distance. In here, Sharp Eyes Tech is going to be an overwhelming favorite, probably like 2-5. Can't play a 2-5. I'm going to take a flyer with the 4-horse, Tom's Ready. This horse trained by Dallas Stewart, who's been winning some big, big races of late. Last month and a half, Dallas Stewart's won some big races. Has a shot here. There's a lot of speed in this race. It's 1-mile race. The horse likes 1-mile distance, runs well at 1 turn. You're going to get a good price on this horse because my Sharp Aztec is going to get way over bet. This is going to be my play in the Cigar Mile. 1 horse, win bet on the 4-horse, Tom's Ready. And there's enough of speed in here to push Sharp Aztec. And if the veterinarians are watching Mr. Navarro and the horse has to run legally, Tom's Ready has a pretty good shot to upset, I think. So this is our races for the week at Aqueduct. And like I said, for me, it's the swan song for Aqueduct until March.